Warning, all views expressed in this show, past, present, and future, are satirical in nature. We here at the Fumcast are smooth-brained and naive. Listener discretion is advised. Hotel!
Bitches,
I'm back.
He is back, but Austin is not because he's gay and his dad has a birthday.
Peter Dan Matters.
Yeah, happy birthday, Peter Dan.
Happy birthday. Are we singing it to him?
No.
Damn.
I do not like singing happy birthday.
I do too, and like this is, even as the musician in me, I fucking hate it.
I don't like it getting sung to me either.
That's the worst. That is the most awkward. Although I would prefer it to be sung to me at least normally. The thing that I hate worse is like restaurant versions.
Yeah.
Where they get the entire staff to come out and start clapping and doing some
shitty version of the song.
Yeah, some shitty rendition. happy birthday from Applebee's to you. I will kill myself and change the trajectory of all their lives right in front of them.
Oh yeah.
I hate that so much. Even because then it becomes obnoxious for everyone else in that restaurant.
Yeah.
And I'm at Applebee's to get Dollaritas and get blacked out. not to hear Rod's 81st birthday over there that he's not going to live to see 82.
Rod. That's such a shitty name.
It's the first thing that came to my mind.
It's a good one, though.
We all know a Rod in our lives.
Yeah, Rod sucks.
I got a good Rod, though.
Rod does not have a good Rod.
Shout out to my Rod.
Yeah. So, what's up, guys? Since I forget to do this literally every fucking time, go subscribe to the Patreon. It's an extra hour every week of this.
Unless it's last week.
Yeah, then it's an extra half an hour, because I don't want to be gay.
But we don't skimp out.
No, we do not.
We take that dollar seriously.
Yes, we do. we shouldn't take it that seriously, but we do. In fact, we should probably charge more, but
we're fiending out here.
Yes,
it's for the OGs.
Yeah.
Like me.
Exactly.
Who's still paying.
Exactly. So, patreon.com/fumcast, FUMCAST, and fumcast, FUMCAST.xyz. Also, if you're just an audio listener, go to youtube.com/ampersand, FUMCAST. You get video content there.
Wow.
Yeah. I put a lot of fucking work into that, so please go watch it.
Are we able to do, because I know some video podcasts integrate Spotify with that. Is that an option for us too, or is that like a...
I think that's only Joe Rogan gets to do that, I think.
No, Dope as Yola has it, seen.
I don't know how to do that.
Okay. Yeah, I figured maybe it was like a more famous person thing and not something for three retards in a bedroom.
Yeah, I think so.
Damn. Yeah. Well, you gotta hate on us, Spotify.
Yeah, I don't even think like YMH does that.
Yeah, for theirs. Not, but I know, like I said, I know Yola's podcast has it because I've a few times that I've listened through on, like, you know, if he has a good guest or whatever, and I'm at work, it's annoying because I have to turn the video podcast off because I don't want to ruin my fucking data.
Yeah.
So.
Well, yeah, he gets butt-fucked by YouTube, so it kind of makes sense.
Yeah, that's reasonable. You kind of have an entire podcast revolving around weed.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't revolve around weed, but his entire personality is weed, so.
Yeah, he's a weed dude. Did you see the pictures at his wedding? They put they put their wedding rings on joints.
Uh-huh. He, as party favors, his company, like, gave out, like, pre-rolls and, like, vapes for everyone at the reception and all that. Yeah.
I didn't realize how fucking huge he was until I saw him in that fucking
He's a big
suit.
Boy. Yeah, he's dude, a big he's boy. Big. I feel seen.
He's got a fucking dumpy on him, dude.
Yeah, dude was getting married the same day as I had that literal gay wedding. Not literal gay wedding, but it was pretty gay.
Oh, it wasn't a gay wedding?
It wasn't a gay wedding. It was straight, but it was gay.
Yeah. I think all weddings are gay.
It was... For the most part. It was... I don't know. Like, I feel bad because... I'm sitting here criticizing like parts of their reception as if like I'm going to have a nice wedding, if a wedding at all, you know, like,
are you going to have a wedding, Bryson?
If it were up to me, not really, but
is it going to be a spooky goth wedding? Cause you're a spooky goth guy.
If I can hold in a cemetery till death do us apart, there's already a plot like 2,000. Ooh, that would be kind of spooky.
Spooky.
Yes. Fucking. And our spooky element is we put dry ice in the punch bowl.
A spooky goth juggalo wedding.
Ooh, a juggalo, you know that's been done. Okay, that's getting the first Google of the show is juggalo wedding.
God, that would suck.
Whoop whoop. My juggalo wedding.
Ugh.
On YouTube from August 3rd, 2012.
Yuck. Fucking Legion of Skanks fans. Big Jay Oakerson's wedding.
I was talking a few days ago how much, like, I don't like them, but I would love to see ICP live.
Yeah, I feel
like... Oh, that... Oh, Jesus Christ, that is about exactly what I expected.
Yeah.
All right, so first frame here. I won't even show you this. I just want you to picture it.
Okay.
So... From left to right in frame, well, first of all, I'll set the scene. We look like we are in a front yard because I can see what looks like a Chevy, I don't know, some Chevy SUV parked on the street.
A Cobalt?
No, it's a truck. It's a truck. Trailblazer. A
Cobalt would be fitting. That or a Dodge Neon.
No, it's like an Trailblazer, I think. I don't know.
Oh,
it's got the hood cover on it, too.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, okay. So, setting the scene, we're probably somewhere in, like, Ohio. Southern Ohio.
Yeah.
So, from left to right, we have an elderly woman in a motorized wheelchair, not even looking at the wedding thing that's happening.
Bitch and a rascal.
We have a black kid on his knees wearing flip-flops, also...
As he should be.
Also not looking at the wedding.
Well, he wasn't invited.
There's 3 bottles of Faygo on the ground. A red, a grape, and an orange, in that order.
Fitting.
There is someone who I'm assuming might be the maid of honor. I don't know, but she is wearing plaid short shorts and a very skin tight pink just spaghetti strap.
The clown of honor.
Yeah, and then the bride, I'm assuming, is walking down in a zebra dress.
Hell yeah.
Some pink straps showing. She has little clown, little ditties on her. Because
leopard print wasn't slutty enough.
Yeah, and this is just the first fucking frame of this video.
Oh, dear Lord. Look at the gut on that bitch.
Yeah. Yeah, that is something else. Oh, okay, so now I'm just fast-forwarding. The groom has the exact same... The groom basically looks like Violent J.
Hell yeah.
Same face paint, same build. Not the same hair. Oh, there's kids there.
That's sad.
Yeah, that's real sad. Whoop whoop. Oh no, it's not the groom that's dressed like Violent J. It's the person officiating the wedding.
Maybe it was Violent J.
Yeah, no, it's not the same hair. All right, we got some meth head in the back with a 2 liter of Mountain Dew just like shaking it. So that's probably like a shake and bake or whatever. Yeah. You know, got to get some party favors for the guests. The flower girl, poor flower girl. She's, oh, there's Faygo there too. Okay. Oh, they're now everyone's pouring Faygo on the couple.
Is this like a Facebook album?
No, it's a whole almost 5-minute video.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
I'm just skipping through it because I don't feel like watching it. Because I'm getting the whole vibe from it.
It's quite depressing. How could you?
Yeah. Okay. Let's see what the comments have to say. My big fat juggalo wedding. Watch.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Good Lord. I remember when I went to my cousin's wedding. I think it was last summer. Or no, it was like summer into autumn. And she had a botanical gardens downtown. And I remember I went out to smoke a cigarette once. I think after the ceremony. And this homeless chick walked up to me and she was fucking tweaking hard. And she comes up to me and she's she sees that I'm smoking. I think she wants to ask me for a cigarette, but she never did.
Okay.
And she comes up and she says, did Axl Rose go to high school around here? In some weird fashion. And I was like, no, he went to my high school, like 45 minutes away for like part of his sophomore year or something like that.
Yeah.
And I tried to explain that, but it just went, I mean, she's gone.
Yeah.
And she just, you know, she walked over to the street corner and there were these people who were coming out of a hotel who were dressed like really, really nicely. I think they were probably going to dinner or something like that. And she was waiting across the street because there were a bunch of cars and she just pulls up her shirt and flashes them. And then she walks across the street and then I go back inside after I finish my cigarette. Then when I'm leaving that wedding, and it's dark out at this point, and I'm walking with my cousin and my uncle, and my cousin goes with his wife and his kid to go get in their car and leave because they parked in different spots. I parked near my uncle. And we're walking, and she's laying in the grass there next to the botanical gardens, and we're walking past her, and she's just screaming at the top of her lungs about how you guys think your lives are so great, and, you know, you're just looking at me, and I'm terrible, and all this fucking, you know, weird junky shit.
Homeless banter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was so fucking funny. We just have to walk past, you know, like we're... not paying attention.
Like you're a New Yorker, just paying no mind to exactly. it. But we're not exactly. in New York. We're in the Midwest where still give crackheads attention.
Yeah, yeah. I remember one time when I was in Chicago as a kid. I was like 8 or 9 or something like that. No, I was like 7 or 8. And it was my first time in Chicago. And I was walking down the street with my mom and there was this homeless guy panhandling, you know, asking for change and shit. And my mom's just, like, blowing right past him, and I see him at, you know, can you spare some change? Can you spare some change? And I'm like, hey, Mom, I think that guy's talking to you. Oh, that was so funny.
I don't know if I ever, like, remember, like, I don't know if it's cemented in my memory, like, the first time, like, experiencing, like, homeless people. I think I was just, you know, probably in a car and asking, like, what they were asking for and why.
Wow, those guys look cool.
Yeah. I want to be like him, Daddy.
I know, son.
Nah. But that's a good story for a wedding, man. You should have brought her into the open bar.
Yeah, I really should have. This is my plus one. Her name is what's Cheryl. Yeah.
Her name's Tweaky McGee, but we're just going to have her in.
Spelled C-H-A-I-R-Y-L.
Oh, gosh. Fun times. Yeah, no, weddings are stupid. It was a waste of time.
Yeah.
It was. I mean, I was just going to be a plus one anyways.
Did you know the people?
I knew, not the people getting married. I think I maybe met the dude one time, but I knew some of my friend's family, and the food was good.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we had Raisin Cane's beforehand, so we weren't really that hungry, but... food was still good and free.
Yeah.
There was an open bar, and that fucking sucked to be sober.
Yeah, I remember at that wedding, I was, I think I was like 2 months sober at the time. And then my cousin was like, Am I the only one drinking? Because they were handing out like drink tickets and shit, and I was like, oh, I'll drink with you.
I thought about fucking with the bartender and going up and asking for like a virgin screwdriver just to see if I could get some like orange juice or something. Yeah, yeah. Like, just, but I didn't end up doing anything. I was being a healthy boy and drinking water.
Yeah. I remember at that wedding, my cousin who was getting married and her husband, they did shots at the altar of Maker's Mark.
Nice.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
And this was a really fancy wedding. It was at a Ritz Charles. I mean, to like say anything, and that's, you know, fancy event center or whatever. Yeah, yeah. And they had like all these people walking around like before the meal was served. Like, would you like an hors d'oeuvre? And it was like, it was like candied bacon. I was like, is that really an hors d'oeuvre, guys? And then the other one was like goat cheese, tomato, basil. I was like, okay, that's wow. That's more like fancy type stuff. But like, yeah, some lady just walking around handing out with a bottle of wine, just offering it to anyone who wanted some. Like, someone went around to every glass and poured champagne, unless there was a kid sitting there, in which case, you know, they should have had like some sparkling grape juice, but whatever.
Yeah, I do that.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone does that.
Yeah.
But I mean, it was a nice wedding, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was gay.
I remember what the fuck was I going to talk about? Oh, I ran into a guy who partially listens. I don't fucking remember, at work.
Interesting.
Yeah. I never met the dude before, but he was calling me by my name. And I was like, okay. He's like, I can't remember what he said. He saw something promoting a podcast. And then,
life flashes before your eyes. Yeah.
At work?
Yeah. Dun, dun. Yeah.
And he was like, he said something about it, and I was like, yeah, that's so fucking stupid, dude. I was like, it's so fucking racist. And then he just starts laughing. I was like, yeah, I mean, you know, I just enjoy doing it. I mean, I don't really fucking care, but yeah.
Yeah, that's what I tell people. I'm like, it's bad. It's garbage for your ears.
Yeah, don't listen.
I was like, it's garbage for your ears. We just play funny right-wing people that are, sorry, breaking kayfabe here real quick, but.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Exactly.
This is not a joke.
Down with
yeah.
We need the censor button. We all need a censor button for us.
Yeah, I gotta figure out how to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, no. We're definitely real racists here, and yes, white power.
Yes, indeed.
Don't take that one out of context, boys.
Yes, indeed.
But yeah. Yeah, I'm always like, yeah, it's shitty, but I also like still talk at like, do you know how many of my friends I've told about Jerry Sharkey?
I don't know.
More than I should have.
Yeah, probably.
But like, I told my mom about Jerry Sharkey. Like,
how can you not? He's a national treasure. Yeah,
also, this dude's gone like completely like AFK. Don't know what's up with him. Maybe the cancer got him finally. Hopefully not. But
yeah, RIP to a real one.
Yeah, hopefully not. I just haven't seen his posts in a while. But, like, you know, shit like that. I'm trying to get some other guests on and talk them into coming on and being racist on mic.
Yeah. I'd like to have Levi on, though.
That's who I was talking about, because we were talking about Chris Chan and some stuff. And I was I was like, dude, you would fit right in.
Yeah, dude. Like,
just come in. So I might actually work for that a little bit.
Yeah, that would be awesome. I had a sketch idea when I was at work this last week. It's called Vacism. So basically the idea is
Okay.
Ultra PC liberal making like a, I don't know how I should do it. Maybe like a PSA or something like that. Or maybe they have a podcast. Maybe that'll be the thing.
Just a meta joke.
Yeah, yeah. And the idea is that they get upset at everybody using they/them pronouns because they don't know people's pronouns, and they're just kind of like being like a pronoun Nazi about the whole thing. Like, it's vacism if you just assume that my pronouns are non-binary without asking me first.
That would be...
There's something there.
That's like the same level of, you know, saying that Aaron Bushnell was cultural appropriation. Like, just that, like, horseshoe theory of, like, you've gone so left, not left anymore. Yeah,
exactly.
This is dacism. Like, okay, that sounds like a right-wing psyop is what that does.
Exactly.
That's like the... Or you'll see, like, I've seen two of them through Twitter. There's the more extreme one, which is called Gays Against Groomers.
I've heard that thrown around, but I don't know what that is.
And it's basically, like, gay people that are just against trans people.
Oh, wait, they call them groomers?
Because they think the whole... Yeah,
They think being trans is just a way to groom people?
Yeah, like the whole...
Is that related to, like, the drag queens reading children's books or whatever? Gays Against
Groomers. Let me pull up their Wikipedia. Is an American...
Wikipedia?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Gays Against Groomers.
On Twitter.
GAG. Is an American far-right and anti-LGBT organization known for campaigning against gender-affirming care for minors, protesting school curriculum content with LGBT themes, and criticizing drag queen story hour events.
Oh, I kind of nailed it.
Yeah,
I sort of agree with them to an extent, especially about the hormone shit.
That's one thing or another. I mean, if you block puberty before it happens,
I mean, dude, you shouldn't be fucking doing that.
I really don't give a fuck.
I mean, obviously, I don't care, but I mean, it's fucking dangerous to do to a child.
There's studies and stuff out there that's shown it's not horrible and stuff. I don't have all of this off the top of my head. I'm not prepared for some.
Yeah,
you know, yeah. I'm not against it in the sense of I just want people to do whatever the fuck they want.
Yeah, I agree.
Right now, we don't have any evidence it's really being harmful other than people's own biases.
Yeah.
Like,
well, and it's also probably just like Fox News talking points.
Yeah.
Even happening to begin with.
Yeah, exactly. Like the reality of a lot of, like, there's not millions and millions of trans 8-year-olds out there.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, and if I have a little boy in my future and he's 4 years old and he goes, "Dad, I want to wear a dress."
Wait till you're 18, son.
Nah, I'm going to be like, you know what? Cool. Rock that dress. Like, I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, I want my kid to just, you know, live like how I would have wanted to live. You know, not restricted, just free. Like, and, you know, does that mean that I'm not going to have the talk with him? Like, okay, now, with this choice, you might be made fun of. And, you know.
You are going to be made fun of.
Yeah.
By me.
I'm going fucking to, sissy.
I'm going to rip you to shreds, okay?
I'm going to give you the most dysphoria you've ever seen in your life, you little queer boy.
Like, there's a word you're going to start hearing a lot now. I just want to familiarize you with it, because you're going to be very familiar with the word faggot.
Yeah, no, like...
I was called it for wearing a ring in elementary school.
When I was a kid, one of our ears, if you had anything on that ear, you know what that meant? You sucked cock.
Which ear was it?
I don't know. I don't think the gay ear was ever a thing. I think it was just something that people brought up to any guy that had pierced ears.
Yeah, yeah.
Regardless, but like...
Yeah, easy way out, just get both of them done.
Yeah. That's what I always thought, too. Maybe that was just my young autistic brain just going like, wouldn't the solution just be getting both of them and then you couldn't tell?
Yeah.
Anyways, I don't know. Let your trans kids be a they, them. I don't give a fuck. Yeah. Does it really affect me? No.
Yeah.
Because, like, it's like that local, the teacher that got suspended for teaching gender politics when it was literally just some other kid that wanted to address the class as to how they wanted, you know, their pronouns and stuff.
Hey guys.
Hey guys.
I'm so gay and I just want to tell you about it.
It's the most articulate second grader ever. He's been raised by Queer Eye.
Witter and Queer Eye.
Nah, but like that kid was just like, hey, I want to do this thing, and the fucking government's like, fuck you, teacher, and just shot him. Like, dude, it was just a kid being a kid. Did it really, like,
a gay kid, but still a kid.
It doesn't matter. It's just like, unless, like, not every other second grader in that class went home tonight and was like, you know what? I want to be the opposite gender.
Yeah.
They went home and probably because they had heard from their parents all the hateful shit about people that aren't, you know, the gender assigned at birth. They went home and it was like, mommy, mommy, we got a queer in class. And they're like, we got a what? And then they're suspended. Like, that is almost 100% what happened.
Yeah, definitely.
What's a they them? Or fucking like the veins popping out of.
Go to your room.
Yeah. What's that teacher's number? Like, yeah. I'm calling the board tonight.
Yeah. Fucking
piece of something. I don't give a fuck. Doesn't affect me. I'm not gonna have kids anyway. So like,
yeah,
exactly. It's not fair to bring a kid into this world at this point. So I don't give a fuck. It doesn't affect me.
Why would you want to be a parent anyway? That would suck.
Yeah, I'm right there with you.
Speaking of which, I have something sort of mildly related to this that I found on DL Hughley's Twitter, or not Twitter, Instagram. This video that he posted that I think is pretty funny.
Why don't sperm donors have to pay child support? Back in 2018, I was artificially inseminated because I'm a lesbian and I wanted kids, right? So me and my girlfriend decided that we were gonna go find a donor and have a kid that way. When we broke up, she said that she had no legal obligation to this child and she didn't want to be the parent anymore. Of course, I was like, whatever, that's fine. Just give me, you know, some child support. And she said, did you not hear me? I have no legal obligation to this child. I'm not going to pay child support. So now I'm trying to get the sperm donor to pay child support because biologically he is my daughter's parent. So I want him to give me his half. I don't know what to do at this point, but I just think it's really messed up that somebody can just go donate sperm and then have nothing else to do with the kid that comes from it.
That's got to be fake, right? Like that.
I don't know.
That's got to be like... That's one of those things that I'm not saying there aren't people out there that definitely think that way, because there are.
Yeah.
But, like, that's got to be, like, some two retards like us thinking, be, like, literally making the theycism joke. Like, and they were like, let's make some. Because what serious video puts that fucking Sweet Dreams music behind it? That was the first thing I heard. I was like, are we really doing this?
Well, this got posted. I found the original post that he took it from, and it's from it's called Ambition Universe, and it's a money, success, hustle, motivation page on Instagram. And I mean, I follow DL, so I'm familiar with his posts, and he just kind of reposts shit that, you know, he's an older guy, so I mean, he just kind of reposts shit to get mad at the internet, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But it would, honestly, if it was real, that would not surprise me in the slightest.
Oh, no, it wouldn't either. I was just looking through, I'm still on the Gays Against Groomers Wikipedia page, and I thought I'd read this. This is pretty interesting. Under section of appearances in conservative far-right media, in an August 2022 interview with OANN, you know who they are? One America News Network.
Oh, yeah.
Of course
I do.
It's on speed. It's number three on the remote. Yeah, no, the group's founder compared gender-affirming care to the experiments on Auschwitz prisoners by Nazi SS Dr. Joseph Mengele.
Now,
Mengele.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves here.
Writing in LGBTQ Nation, Alex Bollinger criticized these comments, noting that Nazis destroyed Magnus Hirschfeld's Institute of Sexology, which did pioneering work in understanding LGBTQ.
I want to have the Institute of Sexology. That'd be cool. Maybe that'll be the name of the studio, the Institute of Sexology.
Just get like neon lights. They just Institute of Sexology, and then they just flash all
up. It was funny. The other day I was at work. I was at lunch, and I just randomly texted Austin out of the blue, your sexuality, .. work on it.
That's such a funny out of context text.
Yeah, 4 in the morning. And then he texted me back with the same format, and he said, "Your body count, dot, dot, work on it." And I was like, "Oh, buddy, you seem to forget that I did hard drugs for a long time." We're fine with the quantity, but the quality is terrible.
I just know now I'm going to wake up with a 4 a.m. Snapchat from
Your
Liam.
Your weight.
Yeah, no, it's just going to be a Twinkie with like a ghost face superimposed over it. Ooh, I'm in your nightmares.
Dude, it was funny when we were at that party at Zane's house and you got up from the couch. One of the couch cushion got dislodged from the back because that happens to everybody. Yeah. It happens to me when I sit there and it... I looked over at Austin and I was like, "Damn, bro, too fat for couches."
Yeah, man. Dude, sometimes I get my new ass car and I like plop down and I'm like, "God damn, I'm putting a number on the suspension." Like, gonna fucking break this thing. Potholes are the least of my concern. It's just me, the pothead.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah, dude. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. I got a good fucking bit for us to talk about. So, do you remember the 50 Cent games back in the day?
I feel like that could be a number of things in my mind, so yeah, I'll need some elaboration.
Okay, I need to get the titles because I can't remember the name of the first one.
Okay.
It was a two game, actually. I think there was more. No, it was just two games. So there was 50 Cent Bulletproof, which was on PS2 and Xbox.
Okay. Yeah. The 50 Cent video games.
Yeah, yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, are we talking about Curtis Jackson here or like the amount of money? And I I never played them, but it was something that I remember seeing on the shelves of Family Video as a kid when I would go into like rent stuff and I'm like, why is there a rapper video game?
Yeah.
I was confused.
Yeah, so basically the premise of 50 Cent Bulletproof is he like gets like drug back into the criminal underworld in New York, basically. If I remember correctly, because I think I played them, it's like a GTA kind of clone sort of game, I think.
Sounds early 2000s-y. Give a black man a GTA game.
Yeah. Then, so I mean, that tracks, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then I was looking through, because I just fucking modded my PS3, so I was going on Vim's Lair and looking up PS3 games that I could download. And I came across this one. It's the sequel to that game, and it's called 50 Cent Blood on the Sand.
Okay.
It's a third-person shooter game. So what do you think 50 Cent Blood on the Sand is about?
Is it about him getting shot?
I mean, like, a bunch of times, but...
I was going to say, like, is it based on the real...
No.
Oh, okay.
Entirely fiction.
So, like... What am I guessing here? Like the circumstances around him getting shot? Yeah, like
the premise of the game, basically.
I don't know. Pirates.
No, you're close.
They're
kind of like pirates. So basically the game is, and it came out in 2009, I believe. Yeah. So it's set in the Middle East. Your face. And the premise of it...
I was thinking New York, and I was like, you know what would be absurd to bring to New York? Fucking pirates. But you're talking about terrorists, and those also came to New York, too. Yep. But
So basically, the premise of the game is it centers around a 50 Cent G-Unit concert set in the Middle East.
He's on a tribute to the troops tour.
Yeah. After the group's payment, a diamond-encrusted skull... is stolen. They must fight to retrieve it back from the thieves.
Got that G59 spinner chain.
So, I was talking about it with my mom and I was like, this is so fucking stupid. Like, you just wanted to capitalize on that post 9/11 terrorism bullshit, like the Call of Duty Battlefield bullshit, so badly that he wanted to make a shooter game where he's the one killing Al Qaeda.
Curtis, my man. Legendary.
I remember I scrolled down further in the Wikipedia page, and it was just said at the end of a paragraph, it said the game was a commercial failure. And I was like, yeah, it was. Of course it was. It's fucking stupid.
So what was it called? 50 Cent Blood on the Sand?
Yeah.
Blood on the Sand.
I mean, that's so fucking stupid. Shooting Al-Qaeda with Tony Yeo.
It is a lot of money to find a physical copy, like really? $75.
I suppose it
could. I mean, for a PS3 game.
Yeah. Yeah, those aren't quite nostalgic yet.
It has a 71% on Metacritic.
What the fuck? I mean, maybe the game's mechanics are really good.
Google users, 94% liked this game.
Yeah, of course, because you're not going to... The only people who are reviewing it are people who like it.
THQ made it?
Yeah, dude.
God damn.
Well, they went fucking bankrupt. Like, yeah.
See, okay, this is the later. One I'm thinking of was the first one, Bulletproof.
Yeah, that game ruled.
I never played it, but always saw it on, like, the shelves.
Yeah.
You know what? I saw this one time at Mega Replay, and because I always like browse the PS2 games because there's two games I always look for. And one of them is because I had saw it this one time and I regret not picking it up for $7 at that time because I've never seen it since. And it looks honestly kind of fun to play, but I was not aware that there was a Jackass PS2 game.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I knew they did video games because do you remember the DS commercial that Steve-O did?
No, I don't.
He did a Nintendo DS commercial, I think in Africa. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw it for a few, but yeah, it's just Jackass the Game for PlayStation 2. And I haven't seen it ever since, but that one, and I don't know, that just always seemed like a fun premise for, a mid-2000s PS2 game.
Yeah, I mean, it can't be that bad.
Like, especially with, like, I'm curious, like... I wonder who did that in terms of...
Yeah, what game developer did that?
Yeah. Rednerware? No, that's the engine.
Yeah, Renderware. That's the same engine as like the GTA games. I'm
dyslexic. Fucking...
Are you actually?
No. Oh. I misread it wrong.
Like, damn, I learned something new.
No. Developed by...
Probably some.
Oh, there was a DS version, so that must be what...
Yeah.
You're talking about with Steve-O.
Yeah.
It was also for PSP.
Oh, okay.
It was made by, I guess now they're known as Pickpock. What, do they make any games that I'm aware of?
I mean, maybe I'm just...
Hot Wheels Battle Force 5.
Okay.
Madagascar Karts.
Yep, okay. I'm losing faith in this game very rapidly.
Yeah. Now they're just like iOS developers.
Yep, yeah. Took the easy way out.
Yeah, okay, well.
Oh, well.
Anyways, that, and then there's a Spider-Man game, too. One of the ones that I found, it's like just Ultimate Spider-Man. It was one of the first like open world Spider-Man games. That shit
I think I played that one before. That game ruled.
I remember there's a mission where you have to like race the Human Torch and you're swinging around New York and shit. Shit was fun.
Yeah. I remember playing an open world Spider-Man game like years and years ago. And now he's black.
Damn liberals. Yeah. They ruined my Spider-Man.
Oh, man. Do you remember Crossfire?
I do not.
The game Crossfire? Dude, it rules. So I don't know if I would call it like a board game. Kind of like a board game. But basically it's a big board and it's open. And then there's two like gun things at the end. And then you fill those up with like these metal balls, like little metal balls. And then you shoot them back and forth at each other. And there's these little purple things in the middle that you're trying to hit to try and shoot. Kind of like foosball.
Mm-hmm.
Like back and forth into each other's like goal area, I guess you could call it.
Yeah.
Dude,
that sounds fun.
I want to play Crossfire so bad.
I never.
Kind of like Hungry Hungry Hippos.
Yeah, I was going to say, it sounded like a Hungry Hungry Hippos type deal.
Maybe that'd be a good, t-shirt idea. Hungry, hungry Bryson.
It's just me in different stages of my hair and throughout my life in four corners. I don't approve of that merch concept.
I'll just wait till you see it.
I approve of the con. Oh, there's a go. My keys. Oh, damn. I approve of the concept, but if I actually see that on a shirt, I'm going to be pissed.
Oh, man. That would be good.
And then the week after I get that shirt, you're just going to get a shirt that's just you OD'd.
I'm still trying to get my mug shot so I can put that on the t-shirt.
You need that.
Yeah. Not my first. Well, maybe my first one. My first one's terrible. Like, I look bad.
You could do, so get like a crew shirt, and then on the back put your whole second mugshot, and then on the front just put your first one on the pocket.
It's a good idea. It's a good idea. I like that.
Oh, man. Just the front just says, don't make bad decisions.
Yeah. You play stupid games, you win stupid prizes. Yeah,
fuck around, find out.
Yeah. I was watching, I was playing GTA 4 last night, because I've been playing through all the GTA games, like, in chronological order.
Mm-hmm.
And I was doing one of the missions for little Jacob, and I remember he's just laying on the couch smoking weed when you're in there, and the TV's like, it looked like, do you remember the Spice Channel when you were a kid?
I don't.
Okay, so Spice Channel was a porn channel. Some of you guys might remember this.
I didn't watch porn as a child. So my bad. That's on me, Chief.
It was like a special, like you had to, like a special package channel, so mm-hmm. you had to pay extra for it. And shit.
Yeah,
but sometimes you could get it through like the static, you know.
Mm.
And it looked like that because like the TV was in the mission. It was going from static to like titties
mm-hmm.
static. I was laughing thinking about that about. Watching that as a kid and just wait, trying to see if titties popped out of the static, you know, or hearing like a moan, you know.
It sounds like you're ghost hunting through like yeah. one of those fucking
ghost hunting for pussy.
There we go. There's something there for that.
Yeah, that'd be a good sketch idea. Maybe. Oh man.
If you want to suck my dick, give me a sign. I'm getting head tonight, guys. Always makes me think of that. There was a Reddit post. Maybe it was a Tumblr post. One of the two. But it says, like, imagine walking in on a ghost fucking you and you just see their asshole widening and closing. Like, you just see the person bent over and their asshole's just widening and closing because the ghost fucking them, but you can't see the ghost. It's like, that's kind of funny.
Gaped, ungaped. Yeah. Gaped, ungaped.
Goatsy? Clenched. Goatsy.
I wish I could find that picture from years ago. I have it on the hard drive of that computer there, but that computer's it's fucked and I can't get access to it. But I have it on there, and it's a picture of a chick bent over. And her asshole's gaped, but inside of her asshole, it's Photoshopped that there's like milk and Fruit Loops.
I've seen that.
I wish I could find that fucking picture again. God, that was so funny. I would send that to everybody.
Happy birthday. Just that.
Happy birthday, Grandpa.
Your grandpa would like it.
Happy Mother's Day. Yeah, I talked about that before, about catching him watching porn.
Catching Grandpa Goon.
Yeah, his porn searches were so weird. It was like uncut wife. Like he understood keywords, but
understood keywords, but in the worst way possible.
Yeah, he was like searching for like 1950s porn, like before circumcisions. Oh, that was so funny.
I love that.
Yeah, he's a cool fucking dude.
It reminded me of like just how tame old porn used to be. I was listening to a podcast and they were talking about the dude that shot Larry Flint back in the 80s or 70s, the guy who ran Hustler.
Oh
He got shot in the spine and got paralyzed for the rest of his life, wheelchair bound. Had a stroke later because of painkillers.
Damn. What a way to go.
Yeah. Anyways, but the reason he was shot was because some fucking white supremacist dude that was like too extreme for other white supremacists.
Back before racism was cool.
Like, there's a quote from another white supremacist who's literally banned from the UK. And he goes, if I forget the other dude, I think his name was Joseph
Mengele.
Franklin. Joseph Franklin. Yeah. It actually is close to Mengele because he changed his name from his birth name to Joseph as a ode to Joseph Goebbels. So close, dude. Anyways, but this dude that's literally banned from the UK is quoted like, if Joseph Franklin was the only white supremacist I would have ever met, I would have never turned out this way.
Okay.
But anyways, yeah, that dude,
I'm starting to like this dude.
But yeah, this dude shot Larry Flint, and it's because they dared to post an interracial couple in Hustler. And you can find the photos still there, but they were described just on the podcast, and it was like the most tame, like not even penetration, not even a hard dick, just like the most tame thing. And this dude was like, I have to kill people over this.
Well, which one, what races are we talking?
Black and white.
Okay, who is which?
The guy was black. And
okay, I can see where he's coming from.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it was...
I get it now.
You know what? It was justified. No. Yeah. Yeah. Just that old porn, just tame as fuck, but still got people's rocks off.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of getting your rocks off, I'm going to transition into... We got to catch up here. I got two cool guys.
Okay.
From last
week.
I just want
to say real quick, I still watch porn from the 90s just for nostalgia. That's right. I like that shit. That's cool.
He's got nostalgia lenses on.
Yeah. Feel like a kid again.
So this was... Technically, I'll say it was last week's cool guy, even though the story came out this week, but I'm assuming it happened before, so we'll just call it last week's cool guy, because... Last week's cool guy wasn't that cool. Or
Kanye West rules, dude. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah, we still got to talk about him. So, last week's cool guy, since I was away at a gay wedding, was Walter McCray of North Carolina. And he was arrested on Monday for activity related to mechanophilia.
I have never heard of this.
Sexual attraction to machines or vehicles.
I mean, I've heard of guys like fucking their exhaust pipes and shit, but...
An 82-year-old woman said the man, who she does not know, had been using her car to sexually pleasure himself for 3 years. The woman also said her car had been urinated on.
It's just cum instead of brake fluid.
Arrest warrants accuse McCray of getting on the hood of the car and sexually gratifying himself on multiple occasions. The latest case happened on Sunday, police said.
Do we know what kind of car?
I'll see if I can find a better article. This one isn't too in-depth. But the woman said that she had been noticing like scratches and like little... nicks and stuff on her car that she
from
was
his
like,
dick damn
just like marks, spots, you know, stuff that she was like, what?
Stains.
Yeah. And so she put cameras out to catch evidence of what was happening, and eventually they were moved. Police caught their own camera to catch what was going on, and yeah, dude was fucking a car for 3 years, charged with felony stalking and 5 counts of damage to property.
I mean, that's kind of a victimless crime if you don't hurt the car, you know?
Yeah. Oh, no, that was 15 years ago. Never mind.
Well, this is not a new...
No. When I was Googling it, there's another post from 15 years ago about some dude having sex with a Chevy Blazer, but that's not...
What a car to pick.
That wasn't this one.
Gonna fuck a Blazer? That's like a
yeah, I can't.
That's like a bull dyke of a car.
I don't see a good looks like a fucking Honda Accord or something.
Boo.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't actually see.
Well, what I mean, if you're going to fuck a car, you go Asian. You
know? Gotta get an import.
Yeah. Go Asian. Go a little exotic.
Trying to see if I can find...
You know, the Asian cars, they have sideways transmissions.
Can we still call them trannies then?
Yes. I never stopped.
All right. Well, I'm not finding good...
Oh, well.
More good info on that. But anyways.
Do you know anything about the guy? Like name, age, race?
Race. Like I said, Walter race. Something McCray. Black.
He was. Was he actually?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, he was 52.
That's definitely a cool guy.
Walter McCray, 52. Here's his mugshot for you.
Oh shit, we got a muggy. Damn, he looks like Thierry Henry.
Anyways, now into this guy, this week's cool guy, which I think is even cooler. I was really like struggling for some content for this week. Also, just while I'm thinking of it, I want to preface. I already went into this without saying this. I watched a clip from another podcast this week that I don't normally app.
You're watching other podcasts?
I know. I should be fired.
Is there something wrong with me?
And
wrong.
And it was TMG, Tiny Meat Gang, Noel Miller and Cody Co. They're YouTubers. Noel does stand up. I don't know. They're funny for what they are. Anyways, but was watching just a random clip of them. And Cody has a segment called Guy of the Week.
Damn it!
I do not watch this podcast.
Motherfucker!
I saw one random clip, and apparently this was an established thing. So I would like to say I am not copying TMG.
That's it. The show's canceled.
This has been you can go back to the archives. It's been going for a little while, and it all started with Gang Gang. So
yeah.
Yeah, so
YMH does a cool guy thing.
Yeah, yeah, it's definitely not an original thing to begin with, but
I thought I was being nice and giving Bryson something to do. Okay,
yes, definitely. No, but I saw just the guy of the week, and that just it was so close, and I was like, damn, I'm not actually trying to like rip someone off. So,
well, I am. So
okay,
I
think we can continue it. Anyways, just wanted to clarify that, but.
Fuck you, Tiny Meat Gang.
Yeah, fuck you, Cody. Fuck you, Noel.
Eat a dick, motherfucker.
I still laugh. Anyways, so copyright infringement aside, this week's cool guy I found while in the depths of Reddit. I was searching for some people, just posting, sorting by new on some real weird subreddits. And I found it on a drug subreddit. This guy.
I like where this is going.
I want you to guess though what drug subreddit I found on, and I'll help you narrow it down at least. Okay.
Give me a couple hints.
It's a psychedelic.
Okay. I mean the easy guess.
It's not one of the big ones.
So like as I was saying, the easy guess is DMT, but I'm assuming it's not that.
I would call that one of the big ones. Yeah, it's not DMT, it's not shrooms, and it's not LSD.
Probably not ayahuasca either, I'm assuming. Fuck. I don't know.
It's a weird one that not a lot of people know, so it's okay if you...
Datura seeds or whatever?
Close, Morning actually. Glory.
Shit, I don't know that many psychedelics.
It's in the same category because it's a deliriant.
Yeah, I don't know.
Nutmeg.
Oh, okay. I guess that is a psychedelic.
Yeah,
I wouldn't think of it, but yeah.
In high doses, it is a psychedelic, oddly enough.
That's not one that I would think of off the top of my head. But.
Yeah, definitely not. That's why when I saw the subreddit, I was like, there's a whole subreddit for people that get high off nutmeg, because of course there is.
I used to smoke nutmeg as a kid. Like, yeah. I would raid the spice cabinet and roll joints of nutmeg just to feel like I was smoking pot.
Yeah, so found this guy posting on there. His name, I'm assuming from his Reddit thing, is Colt. I'd like to read his Reddit bio. It is something of a work of art. Yes, I love Christ. Yes, I love Robitussin.
Hell yeah.
No, I'm not perfect.
Okay.
It showed he was active in like Nutmeg, r/ I took too much.
Yeah, of course.
r/ DXM.
Yeah.
r/ DPH. Benadryl tripping.
Oh, okay.
Seeing the Hat Man and spiders and all that shit.
I haven't done that in a long time.
I
want to do DXM again.
And oddly enough, r/ Haunted Mound.
I mean, what is that about?
Do you know? Are you familiar with it's a rap collective?
I'm not.
Okay, so one of
like some Tech N9ne bullshit. Like
I would say
rap.
I would say even worse.
How do you get worse than that?
You be an artist called Cemetery. He was on Gray Day last year with Suicide Boys, and
that sounds familiar.
It's okay. I'm gonna play a little sample. We'll probably get copyrighted, but it's okay. This is just
mark it down.
Yeah, it's called "Burn a Cop Car," and it's. It's fucking shitty music.
Yeah, it is.
It's horrible. So, not surprised that some dude doing DXM, Benadryl, Nutmeg is listening to fucking Cemetery, because that seems right on point. I watched his set. That shit was ass.
Yeah.
Anyways, just all of this dude's posts. Like, so everything there lined up. We already got a cool guy. So then he's 16.
I mean, those are the type of drugs you do when you're 16.
Yeah. And so then we're just looking through his posts. 30 grams of Nutmeg plus a can of Monster.
Jesus fucking Christ.
It's been like 9 hours and I'm bugging. My heart feels heavy, but not fast. I also had 25 grams of Nutmeg 2 days ago and 15 grams 3 days ago. I think I'll be fine, but I've put my body through a lot.
Jesus Christ, dude.
For people who aren't aware, Nutmeg can be toxic in a lot of those amounts. Yeah, so, experienced people are like, oh, dude, only do that shit like once a month.
Jesus Christ.
So we got him.
Go to school.
Yeah. Another post. Is there a blackout? And what if I sleep before the Nutmeg kicks in? And then his first time post. His first time post for Nutmeg is pretty interesting. He just brings up all kinds of unrelated drugs. He goes, I recently got 3 bottles of whole Nutmeg. I know the dosage on the guide, but could I just jump into a high dosage? I know this is stupid, but I've done 40 Benadryl and survived. But that's also because I went from 10 to 14 to 27 to 32 to 40. But I've also done DXM starting at 16 ounces. And he's like leading all this other stuff. And he's like, edit to add, I've also done 8 hydros with a good amount of weed and like 300 plus milligrams of caffeine with no problem.
Good fucking Lord.
I got to find the one more post that it was because. Oh, okay. Here's one. What if I used vodka as bong water and drank the vodka after?
How old are you?
16, like I said.
Well, I know, but grow up.
Another post, high on Tussin and weed. God, where's the post? It's where he talks about he talks about quitting DPH, the Benadryl tripping, and switching to DXM. He's talking about like what he did to switch.
I mean, it's better for you than Benadryl, but
definitely
if you do the right kind of DXM, like if you're drinking fucking Delsim, that's terrible for you. You need to do like triple C's, like Coracet and Cough and Cold, because that's pure dextromethorphan.
Oh, there's one more. Okay. Should have pulled all these up. His post history is huge. for...
This remind. Are you familiar with Spontaneous H?
Can't say I am.
He was a guy, this is like, talking probably 15 years ago now on Reddit, who he just spontaneously, on a whim, bought heroin in the park in New York, and just within like a few weeks, lost everything.
I feel like I've heard that story before.
And started shooting up and like lost his job and went fucking nuts. He checks in like very, very occasionally on, I think it's the opiate subreddit, maybe. I'm not for certain. I can't remember. He was a cool dude. I'm
trying to find. It's, my laptop's giving me shit.
Your laptop?
Yep. Here we go. How I Quit DPH.
I mean, those are non-addictive, aren't they?
I think so.
So whatever, dude.
How I Quit DPH from 3 months ago. I feel like I should post this here. Hopefully it can help some people. After I ran out of Benadryl in the hall closet, as if like we're like aware of his home layout.
We live in your house.
Yeah. I live in your house. I live in your house. I'm in your walls.
Yeah.
I went on Amazon to order more, and I saw a bottle that was like $9 for 600 pills. The brand was GenCare. Before, I hated this brand and warned people against it. Now I realize how amazing this brand was for me. This specific brand of DPH dissolved in liquid, even saliva. And when I went to take a few pills, Max Delirium 32, okay, he's given dosages and shit, it always had the worst taste, and sometimes it'd be hard to swallow without wanting to puke. After several uses, and even one 40-pill trip, which I do kind of want to tell the story on that, but after a while, the taste got too much for me, so I poured the pills in the toilet and flushed it. But I did switch to another drug. Not as bad, though. DXM. But I do like DXM far more than DPH, and I hope some of you guys can have the willpower to flush your DPH like I did. Maybe switch to another drug, or better yet, don't do any drugs after besides like weed or shrooms or something.
This dude's fucking retarded.
And one last post just to follow up his last. Oh, I switched to DXM 2 months ago. A week without DXM.
What are you doing?
I don't want to spend too much on Robitussin, and I haven't done it in about a week. I'm very melancholic and extremely cold at the time of writing. I'm under a blanket, and my fan is set at one speed, yet I'm freezing my ass off. By the way, I just got a shitty, clean, cheap oscillating fan.
Turn off the fan.
Edit. Edit. By the way, my stomach feels empty and hurts, but that's probably from the 4 energy drinks I had yesterday. I had like 2 monsters and 2 rains.
What are you fucking doing, dude?
Now, to your comment of turning off the fan... Someone in the comments also said, why don't you turn the fan on?
Yeah, somebody has common sense.
And he says, because then I might get too hot. So, to Colt, I want to say, I hope you're honored in making our cool guy of the week here.
Fuck you.
Here at FumCast. Also, fuck you. Get some help, dude. Quit snorting your mom's spice rack and cough medicine and allergy medicine. You can still smoke weed. That's fine.
Go buy some heroin and be an adult. Jesus Christ.
But what the fuck are you doing? Also, get better music taste. What the fuck are you listening to Cemetery for?
Yeah.
You fucking juvenile. Like, change your diaper for once.
Clean your room.
Yeah, damn, I miss him.
Fuck that dude.
Should call Austin just for the impression.
Clean your room.
Should call Austin and just tell him to say, fuck you, Colt, in that voice.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Cool guy.
Yeah, I guess.
He's... He's going on a good path, and if...
Oh, no doubt about
that. And if I hadn't discovered him now, we all know he probably would have been a future cool guy anyways.
Yeah, he'll be back.
So yeah, he's definitely someone I'm going to follow and keep track of his post, like, history. He hasn't... Yeah,
wait for his obituary to pop up.
Yeah, his last post was 3 days ago, and it was on Haunted Mound, and it's some dumb fucking post, but... That 30 milligram and a can of Monster post was 5 days ago. He hasn't posted anything about drugs since. So I can only imagine how well that went for him.
Yeah, dude. Good fucking Lord.
Yeah, man.
Ugh. Gross.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Fun guy, but maybe don't. Oh, Jesus Christ. I'm looking at the, what if I use vodka as bong water? And the comments are like, don't put a flame next to the vodka, you dipshit.
Dumbass.
Yeah, after I posted that, people told me vodka's flammable, which I forgot. Beer or wine would probably be better, but I hate the taste of both.
Ugh.
True, I wouldn't drink bong water, but I find the meme of drinking dirty bong water funny.
I'm gonna put vodka in a bong for a meme. Jesus Christ, these kids are fucking cooked, this is your
dude. Average Fulcrum viewer.
Yeah, these kids are fucking cooked.
Yeah, this is
horrible.
The fact that, okay, I missed this completely. The dude was posting on fucking r/GABAGoodness, which is, I guess, the subreddit for gabapentin.
Yep.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Dude's done that shit before. That shit is wild.
Yeah, it's a fucking veterinary sedative.
Yeah, it's a fucking seizure medication. Yeah.
I don't know, but this dude's Reddit account is not even a year old, so I'm sure we have lots more to come.
Oh, yeah. Lots of fun to ensue. Well, we're at an hour. Do you want to talk about OJ, or do you want to do that on Patreon?
Let's give him some incentive. If you want to hear us talk about black people like Kanye and OJ.
Yeah, more black people.
Yeah, sub to the Patreon.
Black people that don't have sex with cars.
Yeah, black people that don't have sex with cars. Black people that definitely don't murder people. You know? Yeah. If you want to hear us talking about, you know, a legendary running back. And an amazing actor. And
a legendary running black.
And honor his life and legacy as a non-murderer.
Yeah.
Listen, and we'll...
Proven by the state of California.
Yeah, and we'll talk about our dear friend OJ, for whom we miss.
Yeah. So, links will be on the screen. So, go fucking do that, please. I'm begging you.
Yeah, do some nutmeg for us.
Begging you.
Report back.
I'm going to cry.
Colt, if you're listening,
kill yourself.
Yeah.
All right.
Should I link him the video after? Like, can we post it and just be like, hey, man, we talked about you?
Yeah, do it.
See what happens.
Fuck it, why not?
Tune in 2 weeks when we have Colt on the show. Yeah. Have him call. When we
fly him out.
No, have him call in through his fucking Discord.
Yeah. All right, guys. Thanks for watching.
Good night.